It's time for Friday Five. Over the last 6 months, I have gotten serious about learning how to manage my stress better. And in that, I've taken away a lot of tips that have kept me more mindful and allowed me to handle stress in new ways without it wreaking havoc in my life or holding me prisoner to outside circumstances that, frankly, I just can't control. One of the most common misconceptions about stress is that we need to figure out how to reduce it. But stress is usually relating to things outside of our control. So instead of trying to reduce it, it's important that we learn how to manage it. So when life happens, you're equipped. Before we dive into today's show, I have a challenge for you. Are you guys ready for a challenge? Would you screenshot today's episode, post it up on social media, say, I'm tuning in so that I can see who is listening and who is about to tackle stress out of their lives. Post it up, tag me in it. I'd love to say hey to you. And without further ado, let's dive on in because you are just 5 steps away to managing your stress better.
You're listening to the Gold Digger Podcast, where we firmly believe that work doesn't have to feel like work. Self-made millionaire and marketing guru Jenna Kutcher will help you redefine what success looks like. It's time to hear from the experts, listen in on honest conversations, and learn the best tips and tricks that helped others pave their own way and craft their dream career. If you're ready to dig in, do the work, and tackle your biggest goals, you're in the right place. Here's your host, educator, photographer, and mac and cheese lover, Jenna Kutcher.
Yoga. I know I told you that I've turned into a yogi lately, but it's played a key role in helping me to manage stress and to learn how to be more grounded, less influenced by what's happening in my world, the things that I don't necessarily have control over. I was resistant to yoga for years. I was that girl that believed that every workout you had to leave feeling sweaty and red-faced. And when I finally surrendered and allowed myself to just accept, to be present, to move my body in ways that it desired to be moved, it changed my life. I try to practice multiple times a week, and Drew and I, we do like a 10-minute flow before bed almost every single night just to ground myself, to breathe into the spots, and to move my body. And there is something about committing an hour of time to focusing on breath and moving your bodies in the ways that you haven't been moving it, in the ways that it desires to be moved and challenged. I totally changed my perspective and mindset on yoga in the last year. Before, I would just sit there in a plank until I was shaking, and I didn't understand the importance of slowing down in breath. And oh my heavens, it has totally helped me to manage stress so much better. Number two, define your big three. Do you ever finish your day and you wonder, what did I actually accomplish? Are you sick of clocking out and feeling like you didn't even move the needle? You're likely working in your business and not on it, and busying yourself with tasks that aren't contributing to the big picture. Every single day, I write down the three big things, my big three, that I need to accomplish, and then I block my schedule, leaving pockets of downtime and aligning my goals with the big three things that I need to do for that day. Not only am I doing this, but my team is doing this as well, so that we all kind of know, here's what I'm working on, here's what I'm focused on, and we can reevaluate based on what we need the most. Instead of feeling like a failure because I didn't finish my to-do list that is 30 tasks deep, I feel like I get more done. I stay more aligned with my big goals, and I am so much more focused. What would it look like if you started your day and said, what three things do I need to accomplish in order for today to be a success? And then what if you did those things before you did everything else, including social media, checking your email, jumping on Facebook? Trust me, when you take the time to define your big three, you're going to manage your stress better because you're going to feel more accomplished and more focused. Number three, do a brain dump. Now, I suck at shutting my brain off. I'm the girl who gets the best ideas in the shower or at 10 p.m. at night in bed. And I've got so many balls in the air that I often find myself trying to remember what I was just thinking about. Does anyone else feel like their brain is like 30 tabs open and you don't even know where to click next? Can you relate? One thing I was struggling with was shutting my mind off at the end of the night. And so I started to do brain dumps, either grabbing a piece of paper or opening up a Google Drive doc and just typing out all the things that I have on my mind, all the things that I need to get done, all the things that I'm trying to remember. And I think bonus points for using a Drive doc so that you can tag people on your team who can take away some of those things and get them off of your plate. Write down literally everything in your head, from the vet appointment that you can't forget to the meal that you're supposed to pull out of the freezer to that deadline that you keep forgetting about to the post that you were supposed to write, and just get it all down on paper or on your computer, and then enjoy the feeling of freedom as those thoughts feel seen and you now have a clear and level head to create an action plan. Brain dumps change everything for me. Whenever I'm feeling overwhelmed or stressed out, I sit down and I type out all of the things, even the weird ones, like remember to shower, and I suddenly feel more in control and I feel like I can actually take steps into moving in the right direction instead of being paralyzed by overwhelm. Number four, schedule in self-care. Trust me, I say this with so much love, but self-care is not just bath salts. Okay. Self-care looks different for everyone, and it's not just about sipping wine in a bubble bath. It is important as you get busy and stressed to really break, to take care of yourself, and to fill your cup back up. In fact, I would say it's more important to take care of yourself when you are so busy, when self-care is usually the last thing on your list. And we've all heard the saying that you can't pour from an empty cup, and that's totally true. So whether you need to schedule a massage during a week that you know is going to be killer, or you want to get a manicure, or you hire a cleaning lady or a food service company, or you schedule in time to go for a walk or a nap, or you take time to meet up with your girlfriends, you get a babysitter, you just disconnect and turn on Keeping Up with the Kardashians or Grey's Anatomy, make sure that you are scheduling in downtime and keeping it part of your routine. Like I said, especially when you're most likely to forget it or think that it doesn't matter. I realize that I stink at self-care when things get busy. I'm really good at self-care when I don't have a lot on my plate. But when I started working with a health coach this year, we had to flip the script and say, when are you going to be busy? These are the times that you need to schedule in time and rest and rejuvenation. And my gosh, let me tell you, I feel like a new woman when I do just that. Number five is this: get good sleep. Sleep needs to become a non-negotiable for you. And I know, easy to say, I don't have kids yet, but let me tell you, when we started getting serious about our sleep, it really started to show in our lives. From going to bed at a consistent time each night, and if you're wondering, we go to bed around 9:30 every single night, to not having screens in the bedroom, to sipping magnesium before hitting the hay, and making sure our room is a peaceful oasis for us. When you get stressed, sleep can usually be the first thing to go on your list. But if you can continue to stay routinized in this and get your rest, it can help lower your cortisol levels and keep you energized in order to manage any outside stressors with more grace. You cannot catch up on sleep. That is a lie. And when I realized this, it really changed the way that I was looking at our sleep from a day-to-day basis. And we want to make sure that we're kind of keeping a routine even when we hit the weekends, just so that our body can get into a pattern and adjust to it. And so make sure that sleep is a non-negotiable for you, that you are scheduling in time for true rest, and that you are setting yourself up for a good night's sleep. So guys, there you have it. Five ways I've been focusing on managing stress better. And I want for you to remember, you cannot control stress. Stress are the external things in your life that you don't have control over. But what you do have control over is how you learn to manage it. And it's funny, because after we did our testing for fertility and I found out that my cortisol levels were off the charts, I started to really look at stress in a new way. In fact, I wasn't even feeling stressed at the time. I felt clear and in control of business and excited about what was next. But I started to realize that maybe I had just gotten used to operating under high stress. And I started to see that each day I have an energy bank and I can choose where my energy is going. I want it to go to the positive, the impactful, the intentional facets of my life. And stress is not serving me or anyone else. I started to let go of more things, to be more forward in conversations, to set better boundaries, and to pay attention to the stressors in my life and how they are impacting me, my relationships, my work, and the way that I'm showing up in the world. So there you have it, gold diggers. I sincerely hope that you guys listen and really meditate on these tips because they can totally transform the way that you are influenced by stress. And until next time, gold diggers, keep on digging your biggest goals and remember that self-care is not found in bath salts. That's all.
Thanks for listening to the Gold Digger Podcast. Dive into the show notes for this episode and all past episodes at www.golddiggerpodcast.com. If you love the show, share it with a friend. The more, the merrier. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next time, you gold digger, you.